BZH910 AM, W245CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Alex Perchet. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced he is backing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden over his son Hunter Biden's business dealings. It comes as McCarthy faces pressure by his own party. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
A formal impeachment inquiry would put congressional investigators in a much stronger position when it comes to obtaining information that they say they've been unable to get from the Justice Department about its probe of Hunter Biden. Prosecutors say they're readying to charge the president's son with illegally buying a handgun while he was a drug user. A plea deal that would have had the younger Biden avoiding such a charge fell apart this summer.
In a statement, the White House calls the inquiry, quote, extreme politics at its worst. The antitrust trial against Google gets underway today. The Justice Department alleges the search engine engaged in unfair practices to limit competition. A CDC advisory panel is reviewing the latest FDA-approved COVID-19 boosters. If recommended, the shots could be available later this week in doctors' offices and pharmacies. This is ABC News. Five Americans detained in Iran are getting closer to returning home. A deal for their release involving unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets.
The Biden administration holding up its half of a deal with Iran, clearing the way for South Korea to pay Iran $6 billion in oil revenues that have been held up by U.S. sanctions. Critics say any money to Iran is dangerous, but Biden administration officials say the funds can only be used for humanitarian purposes under tight U.S. monitoring.
ABC's chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce. Mark Dickey, the American caver stranded thousands of feet underground in a cave in Turkey for more than a week, is now out. The 40-year-old is recovering in a hospital in stable condition. Health risks associated with being a night owl. A new study shows those people inclined to stay up late have a 72% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Night owls were linked to unhealthy habits like smoking, drinking, and a poor diet. Alex Perchet, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The number of active hate groups in Wisconsin is on the rise. According to a report by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit legal advocacy group, Wisconsin saw a 75% jump in the number of hate groups in the state, but still falls in the middle of the pack for states with active hate groups. The report indicates there were 21 active hate groups in Wisconsin, including 13 anti-government groups and 2 neo-Volkitsch groups. It follows a rising trend across the country, as only 3 states had a decrease in active hate groups from 2021 to 2022. The Wisconsin Senate Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protections has voted against confirming Megan Wolf to remain as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the vote a charade and a waste of taxpayer dollars, arguing that a recent Supreme Court decision means Wolf is allowed to stay in the position indefinitely after the Wisconsin Elections Commission failed to get the majority needed to advance the confirmation to the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you are fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, buddy. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, the fantastico Mr. Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. If it's Tuesday, it means it's time for a tangent, and no person better to bring us a tangent than the one, the only fabulous co-host of Town Call with Will Walter, Luke Mathers. How are we doing, Todd? Now that you're here, fantastic. It comes up so quickly every week. A Tuesday tangent here at 2 o'clock with you on the Todd Albaugh Show. That's a lot of tease, folks. It's a lot of tease. We love alliteration. Yeah. So there you go. Having some fun. Glad to be with you on the airwaves. Always great to be here. I want to get to a couple of things this half hour, but you actually have some legit breaking news to bring us here. We talked a little bit about in the first half hour about these. Republicans have seemed to have gone impeachment happy, talking about this news out in D.C. Kevin McCarthy is saying Republicans are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings, at least, against Joe Biden. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans have been going after the new justice in the Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz. And I think what you're going to tell us here, well, we'll follow up with it, but go ahead and bring us the breaking news on this perhaps impeachment or not of Janet Protasiewicz. Well, we've got Daniel Bice reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the leader of the state assembly, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, is now scaling back, maybe not being as direct about impeachment walking calls. Back. Yeah, he's hedging his bets. Maybe it sounds like there was not as widespread of support from the Republican caucus in the state assembly. So Bice reporting that the language that Voss is using in a recent interview on conservative talk radio the end of last week, kind of more or less scaling back his condoning of an impeachment investigation of Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, even though she has just over about what, 5 weeks? About 5 weeks, yes. a month and a week, really, under her belt in serving the people of Wisconsin on the state's highest court. So it seems like maybe Voss was expecting to have a little bit more support from his caucus, but not the case.